The GAA has reiterated to clubs here its rules around Go Games, the policy that stipulates no competitions for children under 12. In short, there should be no scorekeeping, rolling subs, no cups, no medals, no winners or losers. The Irish News reported this week that the GAA had contacted clubs to reiterate the sanctions around breaking Go Games rules, which cover all under 12 activity organised by clubs, schools or county boards. For more, let's talk to the National Participation and Programme Manager with the GAA, Seamus Kenny. A very good afternoon to Seamus and welcome to the programme.
Hi Brian, thanks very much.
So these rules and the sanctions have been in place for quite some years, but you felt it's timely now to remind clubs and organisers of under 12 activity what these rules are. Why so? Why at this time?
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, really the genesis of it is that the policy is a new policy and it's one that is a collaboration of work between the LGFA, Camogie and ourselves. So it's really just a relaunch of a policy that has been there since 2010. And it's just a reinforcement, I suppose, of the principles and ethos of that programme.
So how should Go Games activities be organised then? What's permissible and what isn't?
Look, I suppose it permissible is that everyone gets an opportunity to play a game, and that's the principle and ethos around it, is that it's played in a fun, safe environment. We do not want children omitted or restricted from their games opportunities. So, like, that's really what the games program is about, and just played in that kind of safe environment.
So it's definitely and clearly not supposed to be competitive.
No, it's not competitive by nature in terms of medals and trophies, but like anyone that has seen any of the games, look, the kids themselves are very competitive and they know exactly what they should be doing, but it's trying to remove that, I suppose, that over-eagerness maybe from outside interests there that are putting pressure on them. Like, we want as many kids as possible playing our games, and like the Go Games is a huge program that we run, and it's been a very, very positive one for all the kids that are involved.
What about blitzes, Seamus? Now, they are permitted, are they? But you have to get permission, or should get permission to run one.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. So, like, what happens in some counties, like, counties have their own games programs, and the Go Games form very much a part of that. And there are opportunities to play other games and other teams from outside of outside their counties. So they apply centrally, or they apply to their county or to the province. And look, once they're within the policy guidelines, within the principles and ethos of the games, then it's fine. Like, we're more than happy to facilitate it.
Right, but in the blitz, there are winners and losers.
Within the blitz, so we look more at festivals. Sorry, it's like a festival of football as opposed to blitz. So, no, like trophies and medals are not permitted.
Right. I mean, taking the competitive element out of a sporting encounter, even for under 12s, is that really the kind of preparation that we should be making for young people, hopefully as they move on into their teenage years and adult years playing?
Yeah, well, look, I think, look, what we want is we want our kids involved in sport. We want them playing our games, whatever sport it is. But I think, look, there's huge developmental opportunities within the games themselves, and they are competitive. The kids develop both physically and emotionally, and everything else that we want. So, I suppose, look, it's a development pathway, and very much those initial stages are taking part, and so it's building up the basic skills of our game. So look, plenty of opportunities later on in their careers, and it's exactly what we want. We want the kids to be involved in these games for as long as possible.
And particularly this point about not having subs, that every child who's there should be out on the pitch, should be participating for the whole game.
Yeah, look, I suppose as a parent as well, and as a coach, as well as an administrator, I think it wouldn't sit well on any of our shoulders to see a kid that's omitted and not given an equal opportunity or not allowed to play our games. So I think that's entirely look what we're trying to do. And I think over the last number of days with this coming to light, it's really been a positive from our perspective. Like, people are debating it, the merits of being competitive, being non-competitive. So look, there's probably re-education on everyone's part with this, and I suppose the new policy allows for that.
All right. Well, look, as you say, it's created quite a bit of debate and discussion, which no doubt will continue, but we'll leave it there for the moment. Seamus Kenny there from Croke Park. Thanks very much indeed for that, Seamus.